The video version of this episode can be found at patreon.com/flagtimepodcast.
This is uncomfy.
You know what else is all uncomfy? Your balls in your ass.
See, the thing about doing automotive news on it, hold the theme song. See, the thing about doing automotive news on a podcast where we record the episodes 3 weeks in advance is that the information is no longer topical. This week on Flag Time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Flag Time podcast, the automotive service podcast that talks a lot about not that. What?
It's definitely been a week since we last recorded.
It's been an hour. If you guys want an update on my job situation, I don't know what's happened. It's been an hour in our time, so...
I'm still drinking my Costco drink.
Yeah.
It's just in Sterling makes Costco drink last an entire week.
Yes. My name is Serena Mobius, where you can find me on Instagram and YouTube, and I've got Pixie 4.6 and Stirworks down here. Say hello.
No.
Got eye from my mouth.
No, man.
You're not supposed to eat diamonds, you idiot.
What?
You said you had ice in your mouth.
God damn it.
Shut up.
Oh boy, man! A lot's happened.
Has it?
I mean,
has it really?
I went to see Deadpool and Wolverine today.
Oh yeah, how was that?
My god, it was wild. I never thought I would hear the words pegging and Disney in the same sentence. Oh yeah. That's all I'm going to spoil. That's kind of a spoiler, but
anyway,
yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Go see the movie.
Yeah, I should probably go see it.
Oh, I found some actual news.
Oh, do you not want to?
No, because I couldn't find anything. That's why I said, can I talk about that instead? Because I couldn't find anything.
We have an hour to fill, my guy. We gotta space out a little bit.
I got to rant about something for half of the episode, and then we got to get into the topic rather quickly at the end.
I found some news that I'm actually kind of excited about.
The topic for this episode, by the way, is each of us have found a article of current automotive news. But for you guys listening, it's been 3 weeks since we've recorded this. So not really current automotive news, but it is at the time of recording. Get it? I guess. I don't know. This is why we don't talk about news normally, because there's such a lag between recording and when the episode goes out. So.
Hey, but did you hear that Abe Lincoln got shot?
Shit.
God damn it. Where did he get shot at, man? What the
The guy that's probably going to be the president got shot.
It's kind of topical talking about an assassination. Shit.
I say probably going to be the president because there's like nobody else that... I don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to really talk about that. I don't want to divide anyone's...
You can vote for who you want.
I don't really care. Anyway.
Yeah, this isn't a political podcast, and we're not going to make it one.
No. Your own opinion, and I'll still respect you for it. Unless you hate women and gay people.
Yeah, no. If you're misogynistic, no. Stop listening right now. Go away.
Yeah, and if you're against gay people getting married, you could probably also stop listening. But like, I mean, like,
it's like one person's like, oh man, I like this show.
Oh man, I like. Someone's gonna be like, yeah, fucking sorry that everyone's going woke because women are bad.
That's a great out of context clip.
It's supporting.
It's like, okay, grandpa from 1920.
You're woke.
Not the woke mind virus. Dude,
I'm going to beat the shit out of my spouse I listen to this podcast.
There's a highway next to my neighborhood, and I use that highway to work. But on one of the off ramps, if you stop at the red light there and you're like three cars back, over on the guardrail next to where you're sitting, there is a bumper sticker on the guardrail that says prevent voice to skull mind control.
What?
And I have no idea what the fuck that means.
What kind of schizophrenic shit is that?
Wait, you've talked about that before. I remember you mentioned that before.
I think I have. I probably did. It was probably over a year ago.
I think you said you were sitting in traffic and you saw that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, talking about politics makes me think of that shit. So it's like, I'd rather not.
Like, you people wear are a seat crazy, belt. Man. You don't have to wear a seat.
Talking about politics hurts the brain cells that I don't have.
I heard in places that don't exist.
Exactly. Either way. You can vote for the giant douche or you can vote for the turd sandwich. I don't really care. Yeah. Just as long as you respect everyone
South
equally.
South Park reference.
And don't, what's South it called? Park. Like, yeah, they used to spoof like one candidate sucks, but the other candidate sucks. And it's pretty much just turned into, oh, you just vote for this person to not make that person be the president and vice versa. And it's just turned into that. And it's like, man, I just want to fucking work on my cars and just be cool.
I just want to be able to afford a house.
I want to stop living paycheck to paycheck is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Without putting in maximum effort that I already am. So.
Yeah, man, I don't care. Just.
Yeah.
don't be openly rude to any certain group of people and you're going to be fine with me. That's it.
Hell yeah.
And if you support somebody that does, you should probably look past that part of them and vote for them based off of different things. I'm not going to control anybody and nobody's going to control me. So y'all can think what you want and it's fine with me.
Okay, open mouth to skull control, whatever the fuck.
prevent dick and balls
in your mouth. Unless you like that, then it's fine.
Yeah.
Always ask for consent. Anyway.
Yep. Very important. And if they say no, then that means you guessed it. Nope.
I was gonna make a Bill Cosby joke, but I forgot what the fuck. I forgot what he sounded like, so I couldn't do it.
I'm not gonna do it. Let's go. Let's move on. Let's move on before
9/11.
I
say something
else. Oh shit.
There you go. Switch to a different offensive joke.
God damn it. I tried.
Flag Time will be right back after this word from our sponsor. This episode of Flag Time is brought to you by the Flag Time Patreon.
That's literally where we're getting all of our funding from.
Flag Time Patreon is where you can see the video versions of all of our episodes from episode 30 onwards. We have three tiers that you can choose from. $3 tier that just lets you see the video episodes outright. A $6 tier that lets you see the video episodes and a bunch of other extra content, including access to our Discord. And a $15 tier that Pixie doesn't think you have the balls to get. $15 a month gets you everything that the $3 and $6 tiers get, including a shout out at the end of the episode. And also a listener interaction exclusive portion of the podcast specifically catered towards you guys. The Flag Time Podcast Patreon. Subscribe today to see.
Hi, Stirworks here. We here at Flag Time want to let you guys know that Apple has required Patreon to use their in-app purchasing system and remove all other billing options from their iOS services. This means that Apple's 30% App Store fee will be added to our existing tier prices, ramping up the cost. We want you to avoid this by using your browser on your Apple device for any Patreon purchases after November of 2024. Doing this bypasses the 30% App Store fee and doesn't allow an already successful corporation to nickel and dime you as the consumer. Existing supporters don't need to worry, as this only affects new members. Thank you for your attention, and we appreciate your continued support of this dumbass show.
Anyway,
what's your favorite Hot Wheels car that you got behind you, Sterling?
I'm not gonna other than the chest.
Other than the Ford GT.
And Ford that's GT that, anyway. Like visible?
Yeah, visible.
The one that's the visible one is probably this one.
He's tethered.
Last these damn chains.
Somebody randomly just handed me this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, they parked in my parking lot and they were like, here you go. And I was like, thank you? Who are you? Why do you know I want this? I was like, that's awesome. He was like, I'm a big fan. And then he just got in his car and then he drove away. I was like, fuck yeah. That's exactly what I said. I was like, you literally found out where I worked, but whatever.
And then you never heard from them again.
I don't know. Maybe they're the ones that took the key to my car when I was at work one day. Shit. For those of you listening in this episode who listened to the last episode, somebody wandered into to the shop lobby where I work at our second location and just took my fucking key to my car. And I had to pay a locksmith $300 to get a new key, even though I drive a fucking 95 Buick.
He's fucking listening to the podcast right now, just like scratching the key like salad fingers.
I like rusty spades.
I inconvenienced him, but yeah, well, I got a new keymate, so that can't happen again.
Huzzah.
You're going to have to steal my balls if you want.
I always keep my fucking keys in my pocket.
Yep. I hate having keys in I hate having things in my pocket.
See, I have I wear cargo shorts. I don't got to worry about it. I got the whole fucking Roman Empire in my left pocket.
We know you're single. You wear cargo shorts.
I wear cargo shorts because I put a lot of shit in my pockets. Leave me alone.
I wear cargo
Women
pants.
Don't like that.
I mean,
I don't give a fuck. I put fishing lures in there when I'm fishing, so I don't carry a backpack.
You put fishing lures in your pockets?
When I'm fishing, I'll put like 3 or 4 bags of different like soft plastics and shit in my left pocket, and then I'll put my scale in my right pocket.
Lures. It's fine, but like fishing lures, just
not open
in the
not
pocket.
Open hooks. Unless it's spinner baits, then I can fold, I can hang them over the pocket.
That reminds me of when I worked at Target and I was stocking the shelves in the toys department. I was putting the Hot Wheels cars up on the fucking tags. And one of my coworkers came up to me and I was looking at like a bunch of the Hot Wheels cars and putting them out. He's like, "Are you actively shopping for those Hot Wheels cars?" I was like, "Yeah, these are fucking awesome."
You're
like,
goddamn right I am.
And he goes, "Do you ever wonder why you're single?" And I'm like, "Wow, bud."
Damn, that was completely unrelated in any physical way to what you were doing.
Was that person in a relationship when they told you that?
Probably not, but now I go to the store with my girlfriend and I still look at the Hot Wheels cars, so go fuck yourself, bud.
Imagine going out of your way that far to fucking insult somebody. Like, it's one thing if like you lined up something like that for him to say that. No, that motherfucker was so out of his fucking way.
Like, does management know that you're a convicted felon?
Management's about to know that I'm a convicted felon in about 5 minutes.
Whoopsie. Pre-felony felon. Yes.
This is now premeditated.
Surprise, jail time.
Just say that to somebody that insulted you. Like, congratulations, what's going to happen is now premeditated.
Those are bold words for someone within stabbing range.
It's a bold word. Oh my God.
That reminds me of shit that I saw on the internet. It's like, you're talking a lot of shit for someone who's in cum shot range.
Talking mad shit for someone who stands at dick sucking height. 6 separate people have told that to me. One of them was shorter than me.
What?
That's exactly what I said.
How is that possible?
Exactly. I broke their whole fucking thing down with that, and then they just left because they were defeated.
Oh my God. Yeah, Sterling?
Anyway, what's the topic?
Well, the topic, like I said, for tonight is we've each picked a automotive news article to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess we could get into that. We stalled long enough. I'm pretty sure the topics that we've all picked, we can talk a lot about. So,
hey, Pixie, go first.
Yeah.
Good, because mine's the shortest.
Like you?
It's just like you.
Low hanging fruit.
He just left.
Fuck you guys, I don't do this no more.
Fuck you guys.
You're so mean to me.
Yeah, I'm a little fucked up. Well, you're gonna love me forever and take care of me?
Every time I see a parts box that's all dented up or like retaped like 5 times.
Oh, yeah. I think that too.
Yeah, anyway.
Honda just confirmed that the Prelude is now in production.
Yeah, it's just going to be like another fucking 4-door hatchback car, like the Integra.
No, it's a 2-door.
Ooh,
it's a 2-door.
Sure.
Is it like fat and shit because of safety regulations now?
No, it looks like that. Focus.
It looks like a Genesis.
Idiot.
It looks like a Genesis coupe.
That literally looks like the new Toyota Camry, but just a 2-door.
I can't get this goddamn fucking camera to focus on it, but it's a 2-door coupe like it used to be.
New Camry nose. Have you seen a new Camry yet?
No, it looks like the it looks almost like the Prius's front end.
Yeah, which is kind of what the Camry looks like now. They're kind of going for the same design language. The new Prius looks so good.
It does.
But the Camry doesn't.
I cannot wait for somebody to fucking lower it, put some wheels on the Prius and some aero. It fucking looks so good.
They do all the time.
Somebody actually did
a mid-engine Prius swap.
No, I'm talking about the new
Prius. And they drift it. Yeah.
I'm waiting to see somebody do one up. Yeah, that's the thing there. So... What is it? I think it's the only downside is I think it's either going to be an EV or a hybrid. Which, if it's a hybrid, it's not going to be.
With this non-blurry picture, it kind of looks like the new Z from this angle, at least. So that's the new Prelude, huh? Does it have any stats on the article that you've?
I'm looking for it. They say it might use the hybrid system that's in the Civic. Which wouldn't be that great because it uses a CVT.
Sterling, did you freeze?
I hate this fucking town.
Is it the windy tower grid
keeps dropping that? It's not even fucking windy right now.
The wind's blowing the Wi-Fi out.
It literally is. This stupid ass fucking town has shitty Wi-Fi internet. A little bit of a windstorm. It's fucking bullshit. It's so fucking dumb.
There's not a whole lot of info on the Prelude right now, but I believe they only confirmed that it's going to be a hybrid.
It looks exactly like the new Camry. Like, I'm not even joking. It looks exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Hang on. I'm gonna pull up a side by side on the Jumbotron here. Hang on a second.
I think the body style is probably going to change a little bit by the time it comes out. But
it's uncanny. Look at this.
But it's going to be a hybrid.
To share the screen.
Yeah, look at this. I'm not even joking. Okay, so here's the new Prelude, right? Come on.
Slow down.
Come on.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
come on. You little fucking... You... All right, here's the Prelude.
Mm-hmm. I still can't
here's
see anything
the Camry.
Yet. I can't see anything yet. Hold on, it's fucking...
Well, I can see, and that's all that matters.
Dang it.
Can you see it now?
Yeah. Oh.
I still got the loading screen for it. I'm kind of mad.
Well, my Wi-Fi is.
It's basically just a.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's a two-door camera now.
It's literally. It's got this and these little like things up on top, and so does this. It looks exactly the same to me. It looks kind of like a hammerhead shark kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they didn't
do a real good job. The new Prius, like, they did this perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, look at
Holy
that.
Shit, look at that thing. Is that a GR Prius?
It's a rendering.
Oh, it's a rendering. Okay.
Still can't see.
But, like, the Prius... There's a red Prius. Oh, boy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, man, it's a different article. Where is it? There it is.
I hope
they did this very well. It looks just like this.
What is that front-end design element that a lot of companies are using now? Like, what the fuck is that?
Well, a lot of new car companies are putting the lights in, like, the fucking bumper now.
Mm-hmm.
Just super annoying because it's
Mercedes
like...
Mercedes has always done that, so...
Yeah, Mercedes... grumbles.
Grumbles.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, the Prius looks fucking sick now.
Yeah, I want one, but... I would rather have a 2000 Honda Insight that gets better gas mileage and looks cooler to me and has a manual transmission. And you could somehow autocross and be faster than some douchebag driving a Cayman GT4.
I personally don't want to go under 300 horsepower anymore just because I've owned a Prius for 5 years.
There needs to be more manual hybrids. There's not enough.
Well, good luck because that's not going to happen ever again.
I know. I'm sad.
Let's say a new supercar company has made a V12 manual now.
I saw that. I was almost tempted to use that as my story.
Yeah.
But
I saw that when I was searching for what I was going to do, but I'm staying in the family with my article.
He's going to talk about a BMW, guys.
No. Anyway, Sterling, what's your article?
Do you guys follow Donut Media at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So James Pumphrey has now started his own channel.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I'm happy.
It's called Speed. It's like kind of the way he described it. It was they're gonna do up to speed on like regular stuff, like nice. That doesn't have to do with cars and stuff that does have to do with cars.
That's
which
cool.
is super cool because I love that style of content. Mm-hmm. Just like learning about some completely random thing. Like I watch YouTuber drama documentaries all the fucking time. Yeah. So I'm like. Like I watch like Sunny V2 documentaries and Internet Anarchist, Penguin Zero, like
nice.
Channels like that where they're like commentary channels.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love it. Like I love learning about some random person that like got outed and they're like, oh fuck, turns out they were a huge piece of shit, and like the whole like Ava Chris Tyson mm-hmm. and like Mr. Beast drama that's going on right now. I fucking love this. About that shit.
I do that's that stuff.
Nuts. I guess because I have almost no drama in my life, so I like to like
you're trying to supplement
other people's tea, you know. I love it.
I watch Fat Electrician and learn about military people and shit that are basically main characters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fucking awesome.
There's also like I watched the, I don't know if you guys watched the Why I Left Donut video from James Pumphrey, but like it brought a tear to my eye a couple of times. It was pretty, pretty.
I haven't seen it yet.
Because it's about like, you know, the story of how Donut Media kind of came to be and like how, you know, how they really got their start and they got their footing. But they never really could get super into it because they didn't own it. And they were, and all of their decisions pretty much had to come from other people.
Right.
So they were just kind of limited as creators, but they didn't really want to leave because they just loved everybody. So it was like, hey, this is really hard to do, but we're going to do our own thing, even though because like the audience is on their side. And when they don't want to lose their audience because of a decision that an executive made. So they're just going to say, the audience watches us, so we're going to take our audience somewhere else. Kind of like you and me with the work situation and stuff like that.
But no, that's a thing like, that happens a lot. That's a thing that happens like a fuck ton. So like just for like a few examples, you got the Top Gear UK guys. They get fired from BBC and they start their own thing with the Grand Tour.
And they fucking did that too again.
There's this whole thing with a Formula One group. It was called WTF1, and the two hosts that did WTF1, they left there and started their own podcast called P1, and now that has more listeners than WTF1 ever did. And so it's like it's one of those things where you've got this kind of conglomerate that has a face. And that face gets fed up with the conglomerate and they go do their own thing and they get more popular than thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
it happens all the time.
It kind of has happened with like musicians and stuff too, where they're like in a band and then they like, you know, they get fed up with
the band, man.
I'm quitting the band. I'm going to go do my own thing. There's been a whole bunch of artists that like have done shit like that. Like, why can't I think of an example right now? I'm distracted and too distracted.
Yeah, James Pumphrey is probably my favorite personality from Donut.
Yeah, I don't understand. There's so much hate associated with like James Pumphrey. James,
why?
Jesus, because some people just say he's annoying. I'm like, I think he's fucking hilarious.
That's my favorite type of personality right there.
Those same people that think he's annoying probably think we're annoying too. So it's
yeah,
funny. Having him on the podcast would be fucking awesome.
It would. If we can get him, like, holy shit.
Pumphrey. I messaged him a while back, but he didn't reply, obviously, because
speaking of people who left Donut, Jeremiah Burton.
Mm-hmm. And the
other guy.
Yeah. Well, they made Big Time, which I think is funny.
Jeremiah Burton and fuck, man, I got to look it up now.
Yeah.
Life's too like, short.
They made
Crack Job. That's it.
Yeah. Fact. They made Big Time. And I was like, oh, that? Man, I'm glad we started Flag Time in 2023. Shit.
I tried looking up Big Time the other day and I got Big Time Weber first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, Big Time.
Blinky.
Blinky. That guy's videos are so fucking goddamn funny.
I was watching him before I even started doing shit.
Same. Like, I was watching his videos, and I was just, like, crying laughing the other day watching them again.
Oh, the puppy.
The neuron has been activated.
Yes.
The puppy. Oh, so fucking funny.
But yeah, we should probably try to have a, like, big time and flag time thing. Maybe with them. If you guys listen to this podcast and you want to be a guest, hit us up. Like, for real.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt they would. But, you know,
You never know. Also, big fans. I watched the James Pumphreys video of why he left Donut, and I learned a lot about Donut, and I learned a lot about the big time people too, and everything, and all the history, and it's really cool. Like, I respect that a lot.
Mm-hmm. So was that your topic?
Yeah.
Okay, so mine. The title of the article that I picked is the 2024 Mercedes AMG C63 SE Performance. Long name, high tech, big power.
I saw that. Does it have a two liter four cylinder now?
Do what?
Does it have a 2 liter four cylinder now at this point?
It does. However,
no fucking way. Really?
Yes. So it's a four cylinder, yes, but it's a closed deck four cylinder.
Big boost.
Yes. So it says right here, the Mercedes AMG C63 SE uses the same high tech turbo from its Formula One team car.
So it'll last about 500 laps.
This is specifically made for like extremely high power. It squeezes out, quote, 496 horsepower out of the 2 liter four cylinder. And it also has a 201 horsepower rear mounted electric motor combined to 671 horsepower.
That's really cool. But
the GR, to me,
AMG, anything with the number 63 on it, it should sound like an angry V8.
Should have a big ass fucking V8.
It should, yes. But when it comes to
6.3,
when it comes to the technical aspect of this car, it's pretty fucking cool.
It is cool.
I agree with you 100% that it
needs to make a VA motor sword now. No,
I think they're going back to that. They said they're going back to putting V8s in the 63. Especially after the
fact that everybody was like, why isn't there a V8 motor in there?
Yeah, they've gotten so much backlash for putting this four cylinder in.
As they should.
Yeah, but everybody's thinking that it's going to be some dinky little thing, but no, it's like a fucking technological marvel.
It's fucking insane. It's like Burger King coming out and being like, hey, we took the Whopper and we made it a bean burger. Hope you're all right with that. You're like, what the fuck? No. Like, it tastes exactly the same. No, it doesn't.
I don't know if you've seen, there's some tuning company that managed to squeeze... that managed to squeeze over 600 horsepower out of the three cylinder in the GR Corolla.
I believe that.
200 plus horsepower per fucking cylinder is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's probably got turbo lag out the fucking ass.
No, it doesn't. And it's all wheel drive. That thing probably fucking cooks.
I couldn't imagine how little that engine is going to last. Like, it's not that can't be reliable.
No, absolutely not. But that thing's probably a fucking blast and a half to drive because that thing does not weigh that much. Yeah.
So on top of the fact that it makes 671 horsepower, it has 752 foot-pounds of torque.
Jesus Christ.
And you remember what I said about the video that I made about the ZH2, how the supercharger spins at 110,000 revolutions per minute.
Yeah.
So it makes those noises.
Fucking crazy.
This turbocharger in the C63 SE is electrically spun to 175,000 RPM.
So it's got one of them wish.com turbochargers in it.
I think
off of the fucking Formula One car? Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, it's got one of them electric turbos.
I think that's
guaranteed to
normal
power.
Turbo impeller speed, though. Don't they normally spin that fucking fast?
They don't usually spin that fast.
Average.
He's beating me to it, motherfucker.
Turbo impeller speed.
I think it's
like a 2 liter engine.
New generation turbocharger impellers rotate up to 220,000 RPM.
Yeah.
But so turbos in small cars rev between 100,000 and 150,000. So this is on the high end.
Also, if it's electric, does that technically not make it a turbocharger? Because the turbo and turbocharger means it's a turbine, which is driven off the exhaust. So if it's an electronically driven turbine, it's like it's a ducted fan, essentially.
That would make it a centrifugal supercharger, no?
No, a centrifugal supercharger is turned with a belt. It's turned it's turned not by itself, like it's driven by something. Isn't that what
that?
I mean, I might be wrong.
I know that in one of the new Porsches coming out, they don't have an alternator in the car. They're using the turbo as an alternator.
Mm.
So like you have the cold side of the turbo. There's an electric generator in between the cold side and the hot side of the turbo. So the turbo spinning generates electricity like an alternator, so that there's less draw from the belt. But that would still kind of draw power from it, because you'd have to push the gas through the turbo harder.
That'd have to be like a really high angle of attack on those fins for that turbocharger if it's going to power a generator and boost the engine. That's crazy. If that's
it's really cool technologies. I don't know exactly how much
I'd have to read about that. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. They're trying to take away accessory drives from the engine so they put the alternator inside the turbo, basically, because the turbo's already spinning. So like, why not make it generate power? Because it's already spinning, which I feel like the power draw that alternator motor in the turbo would do would cause it to lose the ability to make power as a turbo to some extent. It's like, oh, it's got 500 something horsepower, this turbo. It's like, yeah, but if Porsche's it was a regular
turbo design, I'm just so curious. I gotta figure
it out. It's really fucking neat.
Turbo. I just said Porsche turbo generator.
Yeah.
But yeah, the new C63 SE can go from 0 to 60 miles per hour in 3.3 seconds.
It's got a turbo alternator,
which is as fast as my motorcycle.
That's so fucking crazy.
Assuming it can get fucking traction.
Yeah.
Because my Mustang can do it in 6 seconds, but I can't get traction with my shitty fucking tires.
These have 265s in the front and 275s in the rear.
Yeah, but what brand are
they? Goddamn.
Probably Michelin's, more than likely.
If they're Michelin's, they'll grip. If they were Pirelli's, absolutely the fuck not.
Yeah, no.
Separelli's?
Yeah.
What about Firestone tires?
Firestone tires are actually really good.
Electrically assisted turbo on the T hybrid. It's called a T hybrid.
Interesting.
The best tires that Firestone makes are probably the Indy 500s.
I worked on a C300 with fucking Firehawk 500s, Indy 500s on it. Mm-hmm. I was like, why did you get these tires for this car? Like, you can't even break the tires loose with fucking shitty tires.
Those are probably the best gripping tires that aren't 200 treadwear.
Hmm.
Oh. Those things grip really good.
AMG says that the predicted age of this engine, if you take care of it, is 186,000 miles. That's how long
it lasts. I'm calling complete cap.
That's literally less than a 1992 Honda Civic.
It's a four-cylinder making almost 500 horsepower, my dude.
Yeah. I just think that...
They said the same shit about the EcoBoost Mustang, and that shit does not last near as long as they said it would.
It lasts like 5 minutes.
Fucking mine...
Engineers predicting things is not something that engineers do well. They're like, oh, people are going to change their oil every 5,000 miles. Like, yeah, everyone's going to do that.
They're going to change their oil every 5 months. Definitely not going to go
10,000 miles.
Yeah, they're definitely not going to go 2.5 years without an oil change.
Electrically assisted turbocharger, 11 kilowatt recuperation. I think I found it. It's got a 27 horsepower motor mounted between the compressor and the exhaust side of the turbo with roller bearings on each side of the motor. Rotational energy provided by this motor greatly reduces turbo lag. Oh, that's why it has it.
Yeah. So when you press on the gas when there's no fucking
engine revs, the turbo's already spooled up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So it's like a starter motor for the turbo, basically.
Yeah.
So it's not an alternator.
No.
Or does it also do the alternator shit?
No, these cars have an integrated starter alternator because it's like a 48-volt system.
No, we're talking about the Porsche.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the C63 still.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that's a similar setup. Doesn't have an accessory drive system.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that...
No need for a starter and generator, as the transmission-mounted 54-horsepower motor performs both functions.
So it has kind of like a motor starter alternator.
Or the PDK. Oh, yeah, it has an IMA system, just like Honda. It literally looks exactly like Honda's IMA system. Oh, it's just a little sandwich between the transmission and the engine. Mm-hmm. Except in the Hondas, it's a manual, so it has a clutch built into it.
And it's probably more reliable than Honda.
Oh, speaking of hybrid systems, did you know that the Indy cars have a hybrid system now?
Yeah.
Yay.
It's not gay. It makes it more power.
I said yay.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. I don't have much faith in you.
Just remember for those listening, if it's gay, it means it's bad. me and Charlie, every time my coworker, our other coworker who doesn't like something, every time he doesn't like something, he says it's gay. Mm-hmm. And Charlie and I like will ironically just be like, remember, gay is bad. If you're gay, that means that you're bad or something. Just mm-hmm. like exaggerating it. And he's like, fuck gay. Fuck gay. And we're like, man, that's bad. Yep, that's bad. Remember, things that are scary and new and different are bad.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, no. You got to accept change, my guy.
What are we going to do for the listener interaction portion of this one?
We don't have one.
Listen and interact with my balls.
What do we do for the rest of the episode?
We'll figure it out just like we did the other episode that we don't have a topic for.
We could talk about... we go on Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, we can do that. Actually, no.
Marketplace!
We shouldn't do that for the audio listeners. That'd be rude. Pixie, what the fuck are you doing?
What's the best we could ask each other random questions. We could be like, what's the best thing you've ever
put in your ass? No.
I knew that was coming.
My balls.
Whoa, them motherfuckers can stretch.
Which ones? My ass or my balls?
Oh.
The balls.
Imagine being able to put your balls in your ass.
No.
I'm pretty sure fucking somebody hurt. Pretty sure somebody's been able to do it.
I bet Ozzy Osbourne's done something like that.
Cock and ball torture.
Cock in my, or balls in my bun. Anyway.
Isn't doing that and then tripping by accident and fucking crushing them.
Imagine like accidentally clenching your ass and you squish your balls.
Yeah.
Ow! Ow!
You fucking cough and
fucking bitches. Turn along. Your head and cough.
This is uncomfy.
You know what else is all uncomfy? Your balls in your ass. anyway, yeah.
This episode is sponsored by KY Jelly. No.
No, it's not.
You don't need fucking lube. You need lube, you got an issue.
Need lube to stuff your balls in your ass, for sure.
Well, yeah, but, you know.
I understand what you're coming from, Sterling. I understand exactly what you're coming from, and I am on your side.
Yeah, if you need lube, she's not into you, dude. Oh. Sorry. That's the first...
Just got fucking sniped. All right. Sterling has left the chat.
What the fuck? That was the funniest fucking timing possible.
And he's back.
You're going to have to do a hard zoom on the face that I made when that happened. Jesus Christ.
I went to hit command quit to Safari instead of command quit to Discord, which turned off Discord.
That shit was
sorry.
Fucking that was funny.
That was hilarious.
I
was gonna make a joke about lube and then you just vanished.
But no, I am on Sterling's side on that topic.
I'm like Houdini.
Bye. What do I do with the three bottles then?
Unless she has like a glandular problem that she actually can't produce lube, and that case it's like a health problem.
What if she likes anal? Like what do I do then?
If she if she does, then I hope that part of her doesn't produce lube, because if it does, then
and something's wrong. That's go to not the lube.
Sorry. That's diarrhea.
That's Taco Bell.
Ew.
Yeah, don't
fucking what?
Buttholes don't produce lube. Sorry if this is what I was gonna say was, if this podcast is the first time you're gonna hear that. Yeah. Or if that's where you're learning, but if
it's weird that an automotive service podcast is where you heard that from, but
I guess that's not really related to cars in the slightest.
It's almost like we talk a lot about not that.
Yeah, it's kind of the tagline of the podcast.
This is what you're getting into. We do warn you at the start of every episode now. So
be like, hey, we're probably not going to talk about cars at all. We're just mechanics that work together.
You ever wanted to know what the mechanics that are working on your cars say in the shop? There you go.
Watch my videos.
Yeah.
Watch my videos too.
In the South, they say it a little different. They say a little bit of different things. They say some things that people don't like.
Just trying to say, Sterling.
I'm saying that people in the South are racist generally.
Yeah, I was trying to say. I live in the South.
That's literally what you said.
I'm trying to say.
What you're trying to say is that people in other places all have different opinions of other people, and some of those opinions are opinions that should probably not be said out loud.
Other countries are way more racist than people think.
That
they
doesn't
are.
Mean you should be there.
Shut up, Pixie. No. Because you live in Texas doesn't mean you have to justify racism by talking about Asian countries.
No, I know. That's,
don't.
You know what I'm talking about. Like, with that
Texas.
Yes,
you know what you're talking about.
Bad.
That doesn't make it okay.
It's like, no, I know, but it's like people say, like, oh, why can't we be like that country? They're not racist. Yes, they fucking are.
They are. Yeah, they are. They hate each other more than we hate them.
like certain places in Japan just will not let you in because you're not Japanese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yakuza.
That's no.
In the words of Filthy Frank, Japan is one of the most xenophobic countries in the world.
Yes, Filthy absolutely.
Frank. Where?
Come back, Filthy Frank. We miss you.
Have you ever seen Filthy Frank, Sterling?
Yeah, he turned into, what's that singer's name? Joji.
Yeah.
I never really got into Filthy Frank's videos and like Filthy Frank and iDubbbz. I kind of skipped that whole generation. Like I went from watching.
That was a good idea. That was a really good idea.
I literally like stopped watching like YouTuber videos when I was still watching like old Shane Dawson videos and like Smosh videos and stuff like that. And, I watched Shane Dawson not realizing that this is probably not okay to watch.
I was like, ravioli. What's in the pocket, Oli?
The fuck?
It's fucking Filthy Frank.
Oh.
Fucking Shane Dawson would just do, like, blackface, and I'd be like, yeah, that's funny. And be like, what the fuck? Well, I mean, anybody who's, like, watched Shane Dawson in, like, 2011, 2012, like, I stopped watching videos, like, after that, which is, like, when Filthy Frank and, like...
era of YouTube and, was like, fucking wild.
Like, content.
Really
content
fucking
like that.
Funny, though.
Like, I wasn't even there. I was just watching, like, regular car reviews and shit like that.
Mm.
That's exactly like where I was most of the time.
Car Throttle and F. I was getting more into, like, playing video games and... I don't know. Why do I have a center punch here?
A boss.
I think you had a center punch there because you used it for a story about a thing on an episode.
Have you given somebody a lobotomy with it yet? Now he has.
Just gave my desk a lobotomy.
Use it on your penis. Let us know what it feels like.
Well, this would pierce the skin before it would click. So it's not like I have like a glass wiener or anything. Wiener.
You need to get one of the spring ones.
Speaking of Wienor, the bumper building has commenced for my Buick.
Oh, yeah.
The reason Charlie was asking about my friend Matt is my buddy who is building my bumper for me. But he's actually had he's been going through some health problems over the last little bit. And he actually, like, was in the middle of, like, we're bending pipes. And he just like, he's like, hang on, I gotta sit down for a second. And I was like, are you okay? And he's like, I'm so dizzy, I can't even stand up. And I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, we don't have to do this now. Like,
we need,
and he's like, yeah, I've been having, I think it's high blood pressure. And like, I've been having these like episodes where I've been like so dizzy I can't even like work. Sometimes it happens when I'm driving and I'm like, oh my god, like we need to get you to the hospital. So we took him, I took him to the hospital. He said he would just go in, and I was like, can you please let me like come in with you so I make sure you're good. And the doctors didn't really find anything wrong, so they treated him for vertigo. And my mom actually has vertigo, and she actually told me one of the things that will help cure vertigo, at least temporarily, is drinking mineral water, of all things, because getting vertigo is usually due to a lack of minerals, which I think is very interesting, that you can literally just drink mineral water sometimes, and it's just like, yeah, your body's like, yeah, we're good now.
I've had that happen to me two times ever, so I know exactly what he fucking... What you're talking about, what he's gone through, because it's happened to me twice at work for like no fucking reason. I was just like, whoa, I'm really dizzy and might throw up. What the fuck's going on? And then I sit down in front of a fan for a couple minutes and then I was good.
Also, I've been, for those listening, in my last video, I've been doing a lot of recordings
sideways.
Why is my phone wet?
But so you had like two frames a second and 7 pixels.
Let me do that again. My fucking internet is going all fucking bananas right now. Okay. Well, what I was saying is that I've been doing a lot of videos this way. And I've been documenting almost everything that I've been doing to the Buick. And also I made a lot of videos when I got the LTD. So I just haven't been able to put together footage because I don't know how to fucking edit anything for YouTube. I want to make something like, I want to make like long form content, like maybe like 30, 40 minute long videos with like, you know, like a, today we're going to go do this. And then we're going to go get this. And then we're going to see, you know, like, get something done, because I'm afraid if I start posting stuff and then, you know, like months go by and there's no updates because I'm just so busy, that people will like kind of check in and then they'll go away because it's like, oh, nothing's happening here. So I'm gonna wait until I like have enough content that I can start like regularly posting, maybe like every other week or so. Like make like a, I wanted to do like a schedule where I have like, you know, project car stuff on like fucking Project Monday or whatever, and then have like update time for project cars. And like the very first thing I wanted to do was make like a video like showing here's everything I have, here's all the goals I have, another video, here's my workspace, you know, these are all the tools I've acquired over my career, and these are a lot of tools that have helped me, here's all the, you know, things I'd make to, you know, here's my work area.
Yeah.
And then here's like a video of me going down to get a project car, taking it to the car wash, getting it running, kind of shit like that. But I don't have enough backlogged content of that for that yet. So I'm working on that. So that's one of the big reasons I haven't been posting a lot lately.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Oh,
I do have an addendum to my story about my workplace. I can add on to it. Yeah. And it's kind of funny, honestly.
Let's go.
So what the corporation did for our dealers is they brought in a motivational speaker.
Did they also buy you pizza?
No, they just gave us
pizza.
They gave us muffins, like prepackaged muffins. So So what they did was, is they took us over to the Porsche dealer, because that was more picturesque, I guess.
And they also they were like, you guys should work here.
Right.
Probably.
We had the motivational speaker come up. I looked him up by his name, and he has 18,000 followers on Instagram.
Ah, rookie numbers.
I have more than that.
No, I'm just joking.
Yeah, no.
That's also super cringe if you're a YouTuber and you or you're an influencer and you make fun of someone's small number because their number is smaller than your number.
I say he's doing actual paid like speaking at big events. So I mean, he's doing pretty good. But
we're just idiots.
He started talking about how, like, you know, you should go after what you want and have the confidence to do everything like this and all this kind of stuff. And he did say like a few things before I say that, though. He basically everything he said, from my perspective, everything he said, I was like, yes, I'm going to take all of this and go to a new dealer with it.
Thanks.
This motivational speaker came up like literally 2 days after I had this yelling match with my coworker, and like everything he was saying was like, yep, I'm gonna take that and go get what I want at another dealer and have the confidence to walk up to the new dealer's service manager and say, hey, do you have a spot open? And
and they're like, holy shit, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, here's the funny thing. This is why I didn't say this yet. He did say that he doesn't want people doing more. He'd rather people do less. And in that aspect, he said he looked at our managers and said, if people aren't performing, cut them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm going to cut myself.
You want to borrow the knife?
Hey,
you want to borrow the knife? No, I'm gonna walk up to my current service manager and tell him, "Hey, I'm about to do both of us a favor
by killing myself.
I'm gonna put in my 2 weeks.
Do both of us. Here's my 2 weeks
because I've been, like I said in the last episode, I've been throttling my performance as almost like a protest because I fucking hate the way this dealership does things. And I was like, I refuse to overwork myself just to make a living.
Was that motivational speaker, was that before or after like several people already left?
That was after several people already left.
Like, oh shit, we're leaving. We gotta motivate them to work.
Yeah,
motivate these nuts.
That motivated me to look elsewhere, my guy.
What'll motivate people to work harder? Oh, let's hire a motivational speaker because those speeches are never cringy.
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins hungry.
Tony Robbins hungry.
What the fuck?
It's a Family Guy bit.
Fucking stupid fucking Family Guy reference.
Okay.
I used to have a coworker that would like nonstop reference Family Guy. He'd be like, "Hey," like every time anybody said something funny.
Is that better or worse than somebody who just references The Office?
He open carries at Walmart.
Okay.
It's not worse. People that reference The Office like every 6 seconds are the worst kind of people. We all want to shoot you. Don't do that.
Parkour. Parkour.
Shut up. You walked around. You walked on a step stool. Like you're not funny.
I like it when people put that audio over like really bad parkour accidents,
or like cats running around. I do think it's funny when they do
cats
that.
Running around, or like cars flipping on the highway.
Yeah, but you doing that at work isn't funny.
No.
Don't do that. Everybody hates you. Delilah's calling you a in the break room.
Wow. Bleep number one for this episode.
She does not think your Toyota Camry with the anime stickers is cool.
Nobody thinks your Itasha rap on your Genesis is cool either. I don't watch hentai. I'm a normal person.
I used to a long time ago.
Yeah, because it was like a cartoon and it was like, hey, I watched the TV show that looked like this and this is the same show, but the characters are naked.
Wow, what episode of Teen Titans is this one?
I don't remember this episode of Family Guy. JoJoSiwa.com/footpicks/smokings/download.
All right.
Oh my fucking god, my wife has sent me 13 fucking reels.
Oh my god.
In the last 10 minutes.
I see
your notifications.
She's laughing.
You gotta watch them with her later.
Yeah, that's what we do all day. We like send each other videos, and then it's like when you're scrolling for so fucking long, and then you like get back to the ones that they sent you like last. It sucks that you can't search for them.
Well, no, what me and my girlfriend do is like we'll send each other reels all day, and then when
and then
we get
sit
in bed,
down at the end of the day and watch it with each other. When we get into bed, me and my wife do.
We liked the last one that we saw, so we just
exactly
go back
that's exactly what we do.
Yeah,
and then like my wife will be like, "You didn't watch the videos I sent you," and then I'll be like, "You didn't watch the videos I sent you."
We watch them together. That's what we do.
That's our TV. Like we watch, we do watch, like TV shows like on Netflix. But most of the time, we just watch like the fucking like 35 minutes of reels we sent each other. Yeah.
Sorry, Pixie.
Also, speaking of Netflix, we're watching a show called You right now. It's a thriller, kind of about murders and stuff like that. It's really good. And if you guys are, if anyone's into like thriller, like mystery, like
I love that song,
that kind of shit. if you're into that kind of shit, watch You on Netflix. It's really good. The acting's great. The cinematography is really good. Sponsor me, Netflix. Somebody give me money so I can make more videos.
It's like give money.
We get sponsored by Netflix and we're the first podcast that airs on Netflix.
They're like, yo, what the fuck? Like, I was joking. I was being completely ironic. I don't care if I make money or not, but it would make it a lot easier to make videos. So
money would make everything easier.
Yeah, that would solve a lot of my life problems right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like money doesn't buy happiness, but it does buy financial stability, which is able to provide happiness. So
the motherfuckers that say money doesn't buy happiness buy the wrong shit.
Or they're rich.
Yeah. Or they're rich and they have too much shit, so they're not happy about it.
They're like, I only have 37 Learjets. Like, I don't have that much money.
My $9,000 shitbox Mustang has brought me very much happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it costed money.
I like my free 1992 Honda Accord that I got. That was pretty cool. It looks like a crackhead's car, but it's actually, you know, that like I have an Accord that was like previously stolen, but it was like a low mile, all original 92 Accord that I got from the original owner. And it's like it was spray painted black, but I took like lacquer thinner and like paint thinner and like brake clean and got like most of the paint off, but it looks really bad. So it's kind of like a sleeper in a way where it's not a sleeper in terms of performance, but it's a sleeper in terms of it's actually a really nice, mechanically sound, well maintained car with a really clean interior. It just
looks like a shitbox.
But it looks like a car that a crackhead would drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a sleeper, but instead of being fast, it's actually not a crackhead. It's got like a nice stereo and shit. Just looks like I definitely don't have insurance. Oh, another YouTuber I watch a lot is Atozy. I don't know if you've ever heard of him.
No.
But there's he just talks about like a lot of like YouTubers that have done like super bad things. Like he talked about this guy who does like crypto scams.
Mm.
And he also like talks about like people like CoffeeZilla or Logan Paul and how like Logan Paul's a huge piece of shit. Like, I love that shit so much. I love learning about how like these like LA influencer shithead guys like just scam money from people. And then they talk about how they get caught. And then they're like all the shit that comes after. It's so interesting. It's like learning. You're like, hey, when you're doing content creation, don't do the things that these people have done, because your life will literally be ruined.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I used to watch a content creator and then they just like disappeared. And I was like, what happened to this person? It's like, oh, they're in jail for fucking tax fraud. Nice.
Or
oh, nice.
They're in jail for like sharing child porn on Discord or some shit like that. You're like, why would you do that? First of all, why would you do that?
Few YouTubers come to mind. I wonder if I should reveal that my sister is getting ready to open back up Blue Shift Co., but as a Spotify, as a Shopify website.
Spotify.
Yeah, she's getting ready to open her own Shopify website as Blue Shift Co., and we will be getting original sticker designs, serrated Mobius sticker designs, Flag Time sticker designs, and Speech is making a comeback. We're getting Speech stickers, and we're also getting a
hell yeah
acrylic clear standee of Speech.
Hell yeah.
So like you got like the acrylic Speech and you put them on like a little pedestal and it stands up on its own.
Yeah, that's cool.
So look forward to that. That is going to be coming in the future. That'll very probably be sick. A Patreon only reveal if we get to that point and my sister hasn't made it yet. So
just announced that there's now merch, basically.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, Flag Time merch is coming soon. That was this episode of Flag Time. We want to thank you for listening to this episode. And we want to thank all of our premium members on our Patreon for giving us a generous support. So we want to thank Aaron Alexander, Ansel Fuji, Ashton Green, Ben, Chat Gidmango, Cheesy Chap, Chrysler Connection, Devin Newbie, DMAC Yeet, Ellis Chato, Eric Firestone 512, Forced User, Ford Tech 1397, Framed Automotive, Hal, Hayden Veals, Jaden Schoonover, Jamie BH 911, Jan Hankey, JJ the Tech, John Montague, Kai Dustpan. You guys are just fucking dying. Tim Ragsdale, Kyle Olson 25, Level 14, Sports Cars of Sumas, Luna, or Zane Cat Eye, Mad Mike, Mag Max 5, Masonite 500, Midwestern Metalhead 03, Mike O'Connor, Mississippi King, Mojo Nixon Gaming, Mopar 1966, Nathan Tobe, Nicholas Reach, Nick Toomey, Polyester 69, Police 428, Cyan Lion, Keegan John, Sushi Sausage, Spencer Delfo, Spooky Sprouts, Steve Enriquez, Tagarug, The Big Maple, Vubula, Willie Martin, The Lace in Darkness, and Meat Butt in Japanese. Thank you for your generous support to this dumbass show. Pixie, come back. Pixie. What the fuck is that? What are you doing?
Fucking Godzilla.
You're fucking Godzilla.
No.
No. I would be a fucking legend for life if I was able to do that.
Maybe you can put the Godzilla figurine in your...
Jesus Christ.
You can sound with Godzilla.
Okay, this episode's over. We'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
I'm tired.